Let's go back to the Truitt Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Katie Cole. Katie, yes. Are you with us?
Katie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's Tallahassee? How's Tallahassee?
Tallahassee's great. It's great right now. How's Birmingham?
Man, it's warmer than I want it to be this morning for Christmas time. But other than that, everything's pretty good here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I don't imagine snow's falling for Christmas time down in Tallahassee right now, is it?
No, it is unseasonably warm in Tallahassee as well.
Yeah.
But I was happy to see this morning when I was checking the weather that we're up for a cold snap later this week.
Man, so I can't wait for it. Hey, we're talking with Katie Cole. She's the Senior Marketing Director for Visit Tallahassee. And
I got
her on here for a couple of reasons. One, I wanted to hear all the stuff going on in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
But two, my son Zach is a senior, and Florida State is actually one of the schools he's looking at. So, Katie, I need you to give me some inside info on it.
Excellent. Yes, I can absolutely do that. Well, I went to Florida State, so I'm a proud graduate of FSU, so I'm happy to talk about that. But yeah, Tallahassee, I'm sure probably a lot of people in Birmingham don't really think of Tallahassee, but we're just 5 hours.
I was going to say, it's not that far.
No, right.
I've been down there for ball games over the years, and it's a super nice area. It's a state capital. There's a lot going on. So, fill in the blanks.
It is. Yeah, so we, like you mentioned, we're Florida's capital city, but we're also a college town. We're home to two universities, not only Florida State University, but also Florida A&M University, which is a historically black college. And so two major universities right here in Tallahassee. We're pretty different than the rest of Florida. We actually, with today being the exclusion, we have four seasons, unlike the rest of the state. Typically, it's cold in the winter, but we have a four seasons. Certainly a popular college town. We've got a really cool food scene kind of happening in Tallahassee right now. I'm happy to talk. I'll jump right in about FSU and FAMU. So, again, I'm a graduate of Florida State University. It's a big school. There's 45,000 students that go there. So your son's in for a treat. I don't know. Has he had an opportunity to come and visit yet?
Yeah, well, we stopped there back in the spring on the way. We went down to Tampa, and I think I got all these trips in the right order. But anyway, we stayed there and went around campus and checked it out, but didn't really do like a campus tour. We just kind of did our own thing. But it gave him a good idea of how it lays out. And, really pretty school. I remember that was like I went to Auburn, but that was the only kind of school that sort of was on my radar a little bit. And I remember back then the coolest thing. I remember that somebody telling me that went there the biggest concern was the fastest way to the beach. So like how far is the beach and which is the closest beach? It is any of that right?
Yeah, so it is. So we are, we are not on the coast, but we are just about, the closest beach is probably about an hour and a half away, but the coast is only about 30 minutes away. So you can easily, dive down to the coast, one afternoon that you want to maybe skip out of school and check that out or for a weekend. Locale is fantastic for college kids. I definitely would say that. And, another really kind of cool thing about FSU that's fairly new is that we built, and I don't know how many years ago, probably it's been about 10 years, but we have a whole college town area that's over by our stadium where there's bars and restaurants and shopping. And it's just a really cool hub for students and also parents that are coming to visit to go and hang out. You can stay there. There's hotels. You can eat. You can walk to the game. And so it's just kind of like a fun one-stop shop location.
It's really
for
cool.
College kids and their parents.
It's very cool. I know the school has a really good film school. I think you're, I guess it's hotel or hospitality management. Is that Marriott is hooked in with that? Or I remember there being a hotel chain kind of hooked in with that part of it. It's in the stadium, which is very cool. It's upstairs above the gift stores and all. But there's a ton going on there. But kind of just circling back to Tallahassee in general. What are the big events, or what if people from here wanted to travel down there? What are the good things to do? Or here, there's been a ton of breweries open up. I'm sure y'all have some of that. What are the cool things to do?
Yeah, so I would say, I know I'm not supposed to pick favorites, but I'm going to for you guys today. I think spring is my favorite time in Tallahassee.
Yeah, for sure.
So the timing is good for this conversation, but we have some, spring is kind of our season for events. Obviously, it's hard for us to have events in the fall, even though fall is beautiful, but because of football and, sure, and two universities, there's just not enough time. So we, our season for events is always in the spring. And again, Tallahassee is spectacular. It's just the entire city is just in color, essentially, in the spring from, you know, azaleas and flowers. And it's just a really beautiful time to visit. But we have almost every single weekend starting in April through May, there is a major event happening. I think my favorite events, there's three of them. If I can talk about my three favorites, sure, in the spring.
Yeah, go ahead.
The first is Springtime Tallahassee. So that's kind of like the kickoff of the season. And it is, you know, a parade, and the downtown kind of lights up with, they have a children's area and children's park. We have a downtown chain of parks, and they just basically, you know, take over that space and have different craft vendors. And it's just kind of like a weekend full of fun for families. It's very family oriented. And then they have every night, they have live music. And it's free, so it's a great thing for families to do. And again, it's all weekend long. Another event that's super cool is called Word of South. And this is the festival where basically the festival organizer, he took two things that he loved. He loved literature, and he loved music, and he created a festival out of it. And wow. So it is another 3-day weekend where there's live music and then there's readings. And so we've had kind of fun fact. There's a, you know, Tony Hale, and I'm sure a lot of people know Tony Hale. He's from Tallahassee. And so he's come back and he had a children's book and he's read at it. And we always have, you know, a big act that kind of kicks off the festival. So that's another really cool one, especially if anyone that loves, you know, the written word and loves music, that's one that I would definitely recommend. And they have a whole children's area too, so it is good for families as well, but it's also just good for honestly anyone. And then lastly, another one, and I know I can't, I guess I keep saying all of these are my favorites, so I'm going to have to think about this later of which one actually is, but right. The other one that I really love in the spring is the Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival. I talked about our downtown and the chain of parks. So they, again, they take over that area. So it's an outdoor art festival. And there are just top-end artists from all over the country and primarily, you know, the Southeast that come in. And it's a fine arts festival. And so it's just beautiful, again, because the weather is so nice. And you can kind of just stroll around and get a glass of wine and enjoy art. And they do have live music as well. But that's a little more upscale of it. But it's spectacular. So those are probably three of my favorites. And springtime is certainly my favorite time of year to visit Tallahassee as well.
We're on the air right now with Katie Cole, the marketing director for Visit Tallahassee, and we're talking about all things Tallahassee. And it just strikes me that, you know, it's a lot of culturally rich focus with respect to those springtime festivals. It's and you know, it's interesting to go down there and, as you said, support the written word and a lot of live music. It's just interesting how they're reaching out and embracing all the culture in and around the area.
Well, and then you got the you got the state capitol sitting for right sure. there, so there's all that activity going on too.
Exactly. Yeah. So you also have, you know, the history side of things, and legislative session does take place, you know, February, March, and sometimes into April. So yeah, there is that kind of juxtaposed happening in Tallahassee at that time of year. So it's exciting to see kind of government in action, but also enjoy beautiful weather and some really cool festivals as well.
Celebrate the coming of spring.
Yeah. How about like the restaurant scene and all that? Are y'all getting a lot of new stuff is Tallahassee like kind of, you know, really growing in general? Like in Birmingham, we don't have that many people necessarily moving here, but we have for some reason like a ton of new apartments getting built, and then like, you know, just an amazing bunch of restaurants keep opening up. And are y'all seeing the same thing there?
We are you know, I we're growing at a really nice pace, but there's a lot of growth happening in our area. I think, you know, College Town kind of kicked it off, but we've also sure. have a new park in downtown called Cascades Park, where there's now a new hotel there. There's an AC Marriott. There's restaurants. We have our amphitheater there. So actually, visit Tallahassee. We do ticketed concerts every year. In fact, yesterday we just announced Willie Nelson. He's coming March 4th. So again, springtime, but he'll be at the amphitheater, Willie Nelson and family. So that whole area has really kind of just taken off. And so we have, again, our food scene's great. Our craft brew scene is also really solid. I was actually in Birmingham a few weeks ago, and so I got to experience some of y'all's culinary scene too. But so from a brewery standpoint, we have about 7 local breweries.
Oh, wow.
They work really great together, and we have a brew tour, so people can go and check out each brewery, like log in, and then they can get free prizes and free shirts and stuff. So we have a really fun brew scene, which is great. And then our food scene, oh my gosh, I'm really excited about what's happening from a food standpoint in Tallahassee. So
good.
About last year, it was last February, actually, Fodor's did a piece on like the top 10 emerging food scenes in the country. And Tallahassee was listed as one of those.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it really is. And so I think for a city of our size, I mean, we're a mid-sized city. We have a huge amount of locally owned, unique,
good,
special, delicious restaurant in Tallahassee.
Well, man, we got to come down there. You mentioned coming up here. Next time you come up, give us a holler, man.
We'd love
to hook up with you and go out and show off some of the town. Hopefully we can get down there and check it out. And who knows, man? Maybe Zach goes to school down there, and I'll be bugging you all the time then.
By the way, did I catch you call it the towel?
I don't think so.
Oh no. Okay. No.
I don't hear
as well as I once did, but I thought, oh, that's cool. It's called the towel.
That's what Brock's going to call it.
I made something up that doesn't exist. I'm fictional.
Anyway,
I think we should. Yeah.
Well, hey, we got to run, but man, thanks so much for joining in and telling us a little bit about it. Is there anything you'd like to put in as a last plug for Tallahassee?
I would say the last thing I didn't really get to mention is anyone that loves outdoors, our outdoor scene's awesome. We have 700 miles of trails in Tallahassee. So if you're into outdoors, it's definitely a place to check out. So we have more information on our website, visittallahassee.com. But we love Birmingham, and we would just welcome anyone that wants to come and check us out.
Okay. Great. Well, again, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks,
awesome.
Katie.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah,
see you.
Absolutely. That was okay. Katie Cole, the marketing director of Visit Tallahassee.